And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows. If you're in Charlotte, call 1-877-995-7644. If you're in Philly, call 215-263-1039. And get in on the conversation. We're Praise.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise, your inspiration station. I'm Tiffany Bacon here with Marcos Mercado. And don't forget to call in with your comments, your question, and your testimony. Today we're talking about blessings in disguise. Please make sure you give us a call, 215-263-1039, 1-877-995-7644. Marcos.
But we are here with our very special guests, James and Nena French-Amori, and we are talking about blessings in disguise, like you just mentioned, Tiffany. And blessings in disguise means that sometimes you don't realize that it's a blessing. And marriage can be confusing, especially when you're trying to decide, is this the perfect person for me? Is this it? God, you know, make it clear. Because sometimes in our will, you know, we're the ones willing, hey, I want this to happen. And so a good question for us to ask is it God's perfect will or is it his permissible will? And what I mean by that is, you know, is it exactly what God wants for us? Or is it that he's going to say, well, you know what? You want that enough. I'm going to let you have it so you can learn a lesson in terms of, you know, you're making the wrong decision, but there's free will. And so is it God's perfect will or is it God's permissible will? How do you know if you're meant to be together? And so, Nena, I know James had an opportunity to share his comments and his point about that. But what about you? How do you know if your family is opposing this marriage? How do you know if it's God's will?
That's a great question. I think especially when there's opposition, it's very, very hard to see if it's God's will, especially when it's opposition, people that you love, people that you trust, your parents, your family members. The thing that really sticks out to me, because in my situation, my family was totally against this marriage, not just for racial reasons, but just because for cultural reasons, they didn't believe that my husband was best for me. They did everything in their power to break us up, from calling my husband's parents to getting me to go back home and trying to keep me in Africa and not let me come back, from bringing me to all different types of pastors and ministers to pray over me, to get me to change my mind. So it was definitely a battle to see, you know, could this marriage be God's will if there's so much unhappiness, if there's so much strife as a result of us wanting to be together? But the Bible talks about how faith is being sure of what you hope for. And my husband is everything that I hoped for. And I knew that was clear to me, was being certain of what I did not see. The Bible says that that's what faith is. And I was certain that even that in years to come, that this is the person that I would still be in love with. And I believe that God put that on my heart. And not because our friendship was perfect, not because there was nothing wrong with him, he had no flaws, but because really together we were better. And I saw that we had the same vision. And the Bible still talks about how a cord of three strands is not easily broken. And because God was the center of our relationship, I could trust that decisions that I was making was based on pleasing God. And that really helps for you to know that if something is God's will and not yours. Because when you make things about God and God's plan and God's purpose and the things that you want to do for God and to please God, it becomes very clear when God is for it. And today, like I had mentioned earlier, my family, our families are united. To see an Italian family, Nigerian family together, spending time laughing, you know, it verifies that this was God's will. This was God's plan. This was God's divine plan. Although we couldn't see it, our faith saw it. You know, we could look forward and say, we're doing this to please God, so God is going to bless it.
Mm. Amen.
That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And we look forward to hearing from you. You can make your comments and, of course, give your testimony. The question that we have on the table that we've had for a little while now, we'd like for you to answer. How do you remain faithful when your world comes crashing down? What can you do? Have you been able to be faithful? Tell us your story. 215-263-1039, 1-877-995-7644. We have an anonymous caller on the line from New Jersey. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I don't want to give my name or anything.
That's
and
okay.
I'm just listening to the program, and I need some help before I make a decision.
Okay.
Been married for 31 years. I am been abused by my husband for many years, and he came to the Lord, and everything changed. It got great, and then now we're ministers. I feel so isolated, alone, because I don't know who to talk to because I'm a minister's wife. And the physical abuse was talked about, the mental abuse and the calling names, and has begun all over again. And I'm feeling like I'm trapped again, like I used to be when he started hating me. And I don't know what to do. We're arguing in front of our children. And I just wanted somebody to pray with me. I really can't go to anybody.
Okay. Well, we can definitely do that. We can pray with you, and we can even give you some direction from the scriptures. You know, the French Amores refer to 1 Corinthians 13 in terms of what love is. And one of those amazing, amazing fruits of love is that love always protects. And what I want to encourage you, and it's understandable why you wouldn't want to give your name at this point, but you do need to reach out and get help, and not just over the airwaves, but really having people in your life that you can trust, that you know are going to tell you the right thing. And honestly,
I can't do that because you're a pastor. I can't talk to nobody.
But you have to, because it's your marriage, your livelihood's at stake. I mean, what's at stake here? It's way more important than this facade that you can have. You saying that it even happens in front of the children. Do you even worry about their safety?
Yes.
And, you know, you should not be able to live in fear. My question for you is, you're saying you want some direction. What would be so bad about just exposing this and getting somebody to help him?
We tried that. We went to counseling, and he told me that he can teach the counselor. And so we stopped going.
Okay. And have you made a decision to perhaps leave the home?
Yes, that's what I'm doing today. This is the last one. I can't take this no more. I'm thinking I'm going to leave the church. But I feel bad for the members.
Okay. Yeah, something that I've realized as a minister myself, and sometimes we think about the people, but they're God's people. If they love God, they will be fine. And honestly, you can't really help them at all the way that things are going. I mean, honestly, you're probably hurting them more than helping them. And what I mean by that is if your husband is abusive, and yes, he's preaching and he's trying to give people guidance, he's only going to lead people in the wrong direction. So we really want to encourage you. We can pray for you, and we could even connect you with some people who are willing to help you even more. There are a lot of resources out there for women in abusive relationships. And unfortunately, just because someone is in a church or even a minister, they're not exempt from those very same challenges in life. The Bible still needs to be the standard. So we would keep you in prayer. Please look us up. We're at praisephilly.com here, or in Charlotte, we're at praisecharlotte.com. And if you email us, we can make sure we pray with you and give you some more direction.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, sister. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye. Right.
We have Yvette calling in now from Philadelphia. Good morning. You are live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yvette.
Yes, I was. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
I was calling with a comment on the subject that you guys were speaking on. And my comment was that sometimes when we look around, everything that we look around it tells us not to believe.
Okay.
You know, most of what we see tells us not to believe. But God wants us to trust.
Yes.
In him, no matter what, if you can't pay your bills, whatever the situation may be, He wants you to believe and trust in him, because he said in his word that he will supply your every need. He didn't say that the road was going to be easy.
That is so true.
Because everything we see, you know, tells us not to believe. But you got to believe and trust in him and have faith, even when the situation says, oh, you can't have this.
Sure. And Yvette, have you been in a situation where you really have been tempted to have unbelief and doubt, and yet you've remained faithful and you've believed?
Yes. Yes, that's why I'm saying this to you guys, because, you know, even still God is yet working on me with that. But it's within me to say, you know, was led to just let y'all know that, you know, everything is you see is not going to be what you should believe in, what you should focus on.
That.
No, because everything you see is our trials and tribulations didn't come to break us.
That's true.
They came to make us strong. So everything we see, you know, tells us not to believe. But if you already believe in God yourself, you just got to step on and hold on to your own faith.
A great scripture for you is Mark 9, where the disciples were trying to heal the sick boy, and they couldn't. And then Jesus comes into the picture, and the boy's father comes to him, and it's like, you know, if you can do something. And Jesus was like, if everything is possible for him to believe. And then
yes.
It says the man replied, he says, I do believe, help me to overcome my unbelief, meaning that struggle. But you know what, God worked, and he did heal his son. Because he was honest. He was like, look, I believe, but I'm not as strong as I would like to be. I'm having a hard time. I'm struggling to overcome my unbelief. Help me. And you know, God will always answer those prayers, because he's like, you know what? You're faithful, but you know you're weak, but I'm going to help you. So that's a great passage for you. Great comment as well. We need to remain faithful and believe.
Right.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day. All right. We have another anonymous caller calling in from Philadelphia. Good morning. You are live on the air. Yes, good morning.
I have a comment about the young lady that just called in the abusive relationship.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
And I just want to say to her, if she's still listening, I've been where she was, afraid to leave and afraid to stay, and my life took a downward spiral that I almost hit rock bottom, because I wasn't confident in the fact that I knew that there was help out there for me, and also had a relative that was in a relationship like that that had to totally leave the state with just the clothes that they had and go to a whole other state to get away from what that person was in, to escape with their life. But as far as I go, I finally got a place where I reached out for help, and there is help. A lot of times you don't know that there's help out there. You know, you may hear it or you may be aware of it, but, you know, when you're in that situation, you don't know that there is help for you. And yes, prayer works, but there are resources that people need to reach out to. There are people that can help you. She needs to tap into some agencies that can help her, that can cover her until she gets to the place where she needs to be. And she needs not to be afraid, because God is greater than any problem that she has.
Yes, that's so true. Now, how did you go about finding a resource and get and tapping into that help? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I looked in the phone book.
Okay.
I looked in the phone book, and I made a call, and I don't think the first call was what I needed, but they referred me to where I needed to go, and also to my employment. We have resources there, and I went through that also.
Okay.
And it brought me to a place that I needed to be healthy mind, healthy heart, praying, fasting, and I also had a very, very, very strong church family that prayed and worked.
Sure.
So she needs to just, like I said, prayer works, but she needs to also couple that with some resources. God gives us wisdom, and he puts people in places that able to help us, and she needs to tap into that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
I know that, you know, by me having been where she is, that I don't even know what her name is, but she didn't give her name, but I'm going to be praying for her. I'm going to be praying for her, and I'm going to be fasting next week, and I'm going to make sure that I call her name out and pray that God will deliver her out of that situation.
Thank you. Please do that. And, you know, she needs that prayer to be strong to do what she knows is right.
Mm-hmm.
And to really decide to get out of that abusive relationship.
Yeah, because that's not God.
No, definitely not. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your call, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, you do the same.
All right, thank you. You're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise, your inspiration station. We invite you to call in with your comments, your question, or your testimony. 215-263-1039, 1-877-995-7644. We'll return with more conversation right after this.
And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows. If you're in Charlotte, call 1-877-995-7644. If you're in Philly, call 215-263-1039. And get in on the conversation. We're Praise.
And a very good morning. Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of the program today. Again, don't forget the numbers to call in to make your comments or ask your questions. 215-263-1039. 1-877-995-7644. Let's go right to the phones. We have another anonymous caller on the line. Hello. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Hi, you're live on the air. Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm calling to give resources for the young lady that called with domestic violence.
Yes.
Just to share with her that I am a Christian and really saved by God's grace, and I never gave up in spite of what I was going through. I am a survivor since 88, and that I truly believe and I was married, like she said, but I prayed to the Lord and to my pastor with counseling, you know, of trying to really hang in there because of my belief in the way that I was brought up. But unfortunately, you know, God did deliver me from that marriage. It was abuse for almost close to maybe 15 years. But
wow.
Because of my prayers and constantly staying faithful to the Lord and the way I was raised, I really, truly was delivered. And I just want to give the young lady some encouragement that it's hope. Where I worked, I was kind of like gifted because there was an advocate there that worked it for Lutheran Settlement House, and that is one of the resources that really helped me. They work closely with women against abuse.
Okay.
I do not have the direct number to Women Against Abuse, but the advocate that works with me, she works with women that are dealing with this. And not only that, they nominated me for an award, which I have spoke to in Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. So I just want her to know, just hang in there, keep praying. I know it's hard, but when you put God first and you continue to keep pressing on, no matter what the outcome will be, and you just don't never turn your back on the Lord. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to give this number where she can contact her, where she works with me, and she will really help you, whatever assistance that the young lady needs to get her started. Because, I mean, God is good. Don't give up. And, you know, just don't do it your way. That's all I'm saying. You know, you have to please take it to the Lord, and he's going to just do what he needs to do. And then not only that, just to give her some encouragement. I mean, I don't know where she's at in her life right now.
Sure.
But the Lord delivered me from that, and that was for almost close to me. And I never wanted to. Part, I felt that way because I was so dedicated to my husband and what happened.
Yes.
I prayed constantly to the Lord, I don't want to get married anymore. That's how I felt at that time. But that's not what the Lord's plan was. He sent my husband, who was saved, and I mean, it's just a blessing how happy I am. I can say in my life now because of the Lord. So just please, young lady, just hang in there. I don't know. The Lord might bring you and your husband closer. He might. I don't know what it might be, but just continue to pray and press on and pray to the Lord, read your scriptures, and just stay focused on you and the Lord. So I just want to leave this number.
Please.
215-427-4711, and her name is Patty Berry.
Okay, well, we thank you so much for that resource and for your encouragement. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And I know that's one of those scriptures that we always cling to when things seem very dim and things seem very, very turbulent. And yet we know that God's plan is to prosper us. And so even if we don't know how he's going to do it, our encouragement is, you know what, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And
that's
it's great
correct.
To hear your testimony. You know, you had courage and faith to move forward. And then now your life is so different because of it.
Because of the Lord, yes.
And there are reasons. And there are so many people who are willing to help. Like you said, it might seem like no one can relate, but that is not the reality. And the reality
correct.
Is that there are a lot of people who do want to help. So
and
we thank you.
And then not only that, it's just God's joy to be able to be bold and to talk about it now without feeling bad.
Yes.
Because you'd be surprised how many people are really hurting from this and holding it in and hiding it because they feel that they're the only one that's going through this.
Yes.
But when you love the Lord, and not only that, when you, like it says in the Bible, you've been in the Word since you've been young, and then you get to a certain age and you know you try to be go do the things you want to do, but once the Lord bring you back and restore you, it's just a whole different insight with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, it's like he just brings this boldness out of on you, and that's why I'm trying to tell the young lady just to hang in there. I don't know where she's at. Just hang in there. Keep reading her Word. Stay focused on the Lord and her. It's not, she got to pray for the other people, whatever is happening, but she has to stay in tune with the Lord herself.
All right. Sister, thank you so much for your call. We thank you for your opinion, and thank you for providing us with the resource number, not just for the young lady who called, but for anyone who may need that number as well. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. We have Perry calling in from Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air. Hey, Perry, are you there? Oh, Perry has a bad connection. So, Perry, hopefully you can get back to us in a little bit. Other callers, please stay on the line. We are going to get to you as well. Marcos, just remind everybody who our special guests are in studio because they have a very inspirational story to anyone who may be going through some things. Hearing their story will really inspire you to just stick with it.
Well, we have our very special guests of James and Nena French Amori. James is the author of the book, 40 Steps Closer to the Sun. And they have just an amazing story about faith and their example. They're able to minister to many people, even though they're not full-time ministers. Their lives speak so much. Mm-hmm. Their life of faith, it's inspirational. And we have them here. James, you wanted to, would you like to just share with our listeners what inspired you to even write this book?
Again, thanks for having us over here. We're having a great time just hearing the stories and sharing life and seeing what life is, life as a Christian. And the book, 40 Steps Closer to the Sun, is about our journey with God. And it's not just a sprint, you know, it's a marathon. It's something, as we make that commitment to marriage, like for me, and what makes our marriage work is my commitment towards Christ, and that the Son doesn't mean the Son, it means the Son, Jesus Christ, you know, God's Son, and we got to keep on growing, and that each step is a different step, each day is a new step that we never experienced before, and we just keep on drawing closer and closer to God, and that's His purpose for our life, and I've been a Christian, and the years, every year I look at Him like, you know, where am I, what's going on, and a lot of times, like what the book is about is, you know, as I start off with Ecclesiastes, that, you know, everything, there's nothing new under the sun, like usually, like everything that we're hearing, all these problems and situations, somebody's gone through it, like it's not like, wow, what happened, where did this come from, like, somebody's experienced it before, like, and that's why I love the Bible too. There's so many examples in the Bible that we just need to push on, and God wants us to grow through. So it's a very practical book. I'm definitely not a writer. I'm not even a reader. I don't like to read. So I wrote the book for basically for myself because I knew I needed to draw closer to God. I needed to grow in certain areas. So it's like it's a very simple, easy to read format where someone who just wants to keep on growing with God, which I think is everybody, you know, it's like it's sure. written for someone who's just new in the faith. If you've been in the faith for 40 years, okay, where do I go now? What's my next step? Because you have to. We can't just stand there. Like, this time keeps ticking. Even if we want to hide in a corner, that doesn't work. So, you know, even as, like, again, as I hear all these calls, as we're here with the listeners, what is God telling you? What's the next step in your life? Where do you need to go? Because there are so many resources out there, like you were saying, Marcos.
Yes. And I think there was a part here in the book that you talk about enjoying each other mm-hmm. during the difficult times.
Yeah.
And James, I know you wrote this book. I'm sure this book wouldn't have been possible without your wife and so many of the faithful things you've been through together.
Yeah.
And so for either one of you, I mean, how do you enjoy? You know, the Bible says in Philippians 4 to rejoice always, mm-hmm. but we know that we don't always feel like rejoicing. And the same way in a marriage, we should enjoy each other, but we don't always feel like enjoying each other. Mm-hmm. And so how do you do that?
I think that's a great question. I definitely enjoy my husband a lot, but we have to make time to enjoy each other. I think sometimes couples think it's just going to happen because, you know, you're married. But I think it's very easy just to coexist in a marriage and just get caught up in life and the things that you have to do. We have to make time to spend with each other. We have to set special dates. We have to set times to plan, time without our daughter so we can still have time for ourselves. We definitely also spend time praying together and remembering I just want to encourage all the wives out there that your husband is the first priority, even when you have children. You know, my husband is first, making sure that his needs are met, that he's happy, that and the woman that called earlier said this, that she still feels like she's 16 from the little things that her husband does for her. And those are the things that keep you enjoying marriage, but those things are things you have to decide to do. They don't just happen because you're always on cloud nine in your marriage. You have to decide to be romantic. You have to decide to give a special gift. You have to decide to spend time and go on a date together just so that your marriage stays fresh and you can continue to enjoy one another's company.
Yeah, and I look at, I know we've been referring to 1 Corinthians 13 a lot. In verse 13, it says, these three things continue forever, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And when I think about, you know, this whole thing, Christianity is based on Jesus. You look at his life and what he did, why he died on the cross, because he had that hope. He knew there was something greater. So that's what keeps me going. Like, and I like the trial sometimes too. I enjoy. My wife doesn't like it as much as me, but I like going through the conflict. And I think as men too, we like working out. You got to go through the struggle if you want to gain some muscle. Like, you know, there's no such thing, instant gratification. That's not good. You got to go through the trials, like to get all my degrees. My wife's doing her PhD. Like, if you want something fast and easy, it's never going to be that good. As we see things grow, you know, that's what I love about it.
I'm here laughing because I don't know if I like necessarily like the conflict, but I tell you this much, I like the making up. I mean, that's always fun. And so it's like, yeah, I don't know, James. But you know,
I
can't help but looking, you know, as an Italian American, I'm sure, you know, you're like a big romantic, you know, I believe the word for love in Italian, amore, you know, it's like, that's your last name, French amore. And so it's even that amore is in your name, but it doesn't come easy. It doesn't come natural. And I think, Nana, you mentioned that we sometimes think that, oh, because we're married, it's just supposed to happen. No, we need to make sure it happens. And just the same way with our relationship with God, we're not just going to automatically do what's right. We need to make sure we're doing what's right and stay mm-hmm. close to God and pray and read our Bibles and be committed, because if it's really left to just ourselves, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise, your inspiration station. We have a few more moments left in the program, so if you'd like to call in with a comment or a question, feel free. 215-263-1039 or 1-877-995-7644. Perry is back on the line with a comment. Good morning.
How are you?
All right. Thank you so much. What's your comment, sir?
Actually, I wanted to respond to the whole When Your World Comes Tumbling Down
yes.
situation.
Yes.
But is there like anything particular I have to say a certain way or?
No. I mean, if you would like to, have you been through a situation, Perry, where you felt like your world was tumbling down, yet you felt like, how did you remain faithful during that time?
Oh, okay. What I wanted to say was, what happens a lot of times is people they don't understand. Like, if I can use a reference like this, there's a bus that runs on Market Street that I catch every morning. I have to wake up every morning, and I have to get myself prepared to catch that bus every morning. And what happens is sometimes I can be running late or whatever, but there's a lot of buses that run on that route. But what I have to remember is that if I don't get there at that bus at a certain time, I miss that bus. If I'm standing on another street that is supposed to be when I'm supposed to be on Market Street, I'm somewhere else, I'm going to miss that bus. A lot of times what people don't understand is they're not aware of their positioning. They're not aware of how close they are to God. What happens is they tend to go into a self-prevailing type situation where they just want to please themselves, and they're not really looking out for what's best in God's eyes. One thing I can really say is God has used Satan a lot of times to steer us correctly, because of what happens is we go into a mode where we just become selfish and we're not aware of it. We go to a situation where God is saying, do this, but they're doing something else. That's and true. You're really not going to get the satisfaction of God, the joy of God, when you're in that situation like that. I've been married for 6 years. I have 3 children. I have a very blossom marriage right now. I thank God for it. Me and my wife are truly saved, and we love the Lord. And we really depend on God. We even have a sign that says faith above our door when you walk in. There's a lot of situations that come up where we have to totally depend on God, but we have to be in the right position in order to get the right answer.
That is so true. Mm. And so you're saying that there are times where we miss the bus, so we miss what God is trying to teach us because of our positioning. Like,
yes.
Instead of having a position of faith,
yes.
Because of our lack of faith, we don't, you know, it, I agree. I think it's so true, especially a little earlier when we had that caller who really wants to be delivered. I mean, you can just hear it in her, you know, as you hear her talking through her tears and asking for help, yet her positioning, it's like she has not yet positioned herself,
yes.
To be able to get help. And I agree with that.
I think even more, too, is you have to be willing to sacrifice. I mean, less of me, more of him. Mm-hmm. If that is not your mentality, I not even just Christian living, but particularly marriage, because marriage is a sacrificial type situation. It's for the husband to love. That's a sacrifice on his behalf. It's for the wife to submit. That's a sacrifice on her behalf. So we have to have the willingness to want to sacrifice ourselves for the other person. That is the only way that you can really be fulfilled biblically in your marriage. You have to be willing to sacrifice it.
Okay. Well, Perry, we thank you so much. And you know, very well put. We need to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Marriage is a sacrifice. And
yes.
With sacrifices, there are great rewards in return.
So absolutely.
Thank you so much, Perry. God bless you.
God bless you.
Stay faithful.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have Lakia calling in from Pennsylvania. Lakia, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you much. How are you?
I'm good. I'm blessed.
Fantastic. What's your comment or question?
I was calling because, you know, like my faith, I guess, is being questioned. I am 32 years old. I was married for 12 years. Just separated. My husband decided that he wanted to leave me for feedback on the Internet. And, you know, it was just, I guess, devastating to me. It was, yes, he pretty much left me, I guess, high and dry.
Okay.
And to the point where was instilling in me that, I guess, I couldn't make it without him. So I began believing that I couldn't make it without him. And I guess now I'm going through so much my faith, like I do believe. But it's just like, where do you try to restore your faith?
You know, that is a very good question. You know, the Bible teaches that faith comes through hearing the message, meaning that Satan is going to tell us a lot of things. And what you just mentioned, it's not from the mouth of God telling you that you cannot live without your man. I mean,
right.
Yes, the Bible does teach that the woman's desire would be for her husband, but that does not mean that you need your husband to live. You need God to live. You know,
right.
Matthew 4:4, Jesus went ahead, and even when Satan was tempting him, he went ahead and said,
man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God, meaning that we got to cling to God's promises. And something my wife always says, I love that. We actually have talked about this as well, how some women at times, unfortunately, they've revolved their lives around the other person, another man. And say that again?
I said exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And so, and then once that world falls apart, it's like, I can't survive. I can't do this. And the reality, and, you know, my wife and I, we have a very honest and open relationship. You know, I tell her all the time, you know, kind of jokingly, I'm like, what would you do if I wasn't around, you know, if I died or whatever? She's like, I'll die. But the reality is like, no, you won't. You'll live. And she says, you're right, because it is about my relationship with God first. Mm-hmm. And she says, you know, the word God says we're precious. We're made in his image. And there are you're still young. 32 is still, you have your life ahead of you. And God does want to prosper you. He doesn't want you to be in a relationship. And, of course, God does want marriage to be for life. But if he broke that...
And I've been ministering to this man. Like, I just found out that my husband was not saved, which I didn't know. And, you know, okay. I think that played a big part in our marriage, that we didn't have God involved.
Oh, definitely. And you know what? He was basically living a lie. It started somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I tell people all the time, you know, there are always signs. We just don't always want to see them. Mm-hmm. But, you know... There are signs. God, you know, the Spirit of God, and he uses other people as well to say, wait a minute, you know, there's a red flag. You know, where were you? Or, you know, what were you doing late at night on the internet? Or you know, let me see your phone bill or whatever. You know, there are always signs, but we have to be willing to see them. And I think what you're going through, it's very real. It's, you're trying to figure out, okay, now where do you go from here?
Right.
And I tell you, if you remain faithful, God is faithful. He will be like, faithful back.
Do I pray for the marriage to work, you know, or don't I pray? Because we're not legally separated and we're not legally divorced. He's just moved out the house. But, you know, I guess he calls himself now reading the Bible, because I've been kind of ministering to him. But it's like, you know, what do I do? You know, like, my faith is just being so torn by so many ways. You know, it's just like, legally we're still married. You know, legally do we still have, I mean, you know, am I obligated to still fulfill his needs sexually? You know, I'm just so torn.
You're saying he left you for someone else?
Yes, did leave for someone else.
And that's not just speculation. I mean, you're certain about this? He told you this?
He told me. Yes, okay. He told me.
Well, Matthew 19 talks about that.
But let me tell you this, though. I wasn't perfect in the marriage either, so I don't want to take, you know, that I was so perfect, because I wasn't.
Okay, were you unfaithful as well?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
In the beginning, and he did say that he forgave me. So once I assumed that he forgave me, I was thinking, you know, my marriage was okay and that we can work on it. Then years down the line, this comes up. And this is a recent incident, with less than 3 months ago.
Sure. But you know, that's very common. What happens is sometimes the other person feels justified. But, you know, when the Bible's the standard, it's not to in any way, shape or form dismiss what you did. What you did was wrong. And it sounds like you've owned that and you've tried to move on from that.
Right.
But there is no, you know, it's not tit for tat. It's not like, wait a minute, you know, you were unfaithful. But that's how the devil works. I mean, he wants to say, okay, well, now I can do this as well. But just so that you know, honestly, on the air, we don't have the time and the opportunity to really give you all the guidance, except really direct you back to the scriptures. But Matthew 19 does talk about it, and it talks about how, you know, divorce is one of those things that it is for life, but there is, for marital unfaithfulness, a way out, meaning that you don't have to be bound to this covenant, because the covenant was broken.
Mm-hmm.
And so, please, again, feel free to contact us online. If you log on to praisephilly.com, or if you're in Charlotte, praisecharlotte.com.
Right.
And we can have further discussion about this as well.
Okay.
But understand that, you know, on the air, we can't have like an actual session there. But thank you. Thank you for that comment. Great comment.
Thank you so much.
All right. Lakia, bye-bye. Thank you for your call. All right. And believe it or not, we are at the close of the program. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our guests. Again, tell us the name of the book and where we can find it.
It's called 40 Steps Closer to the Sun. It's right now it is available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble's. My website is james117creations.com. So you can contact me through there. Look me up on Facebook or whatever. It's James Franciamore is the name. You know, it's definitely available it's going to be available on the website too. They can contact you guys through there. And, you know, definitely please tell me what you think about what we share. There's definitely a lot more in the book than just marriage itself. Again, I'm just grateful for this opportunity to be here. Had a great time and just sharing my life. And that's what the book is about, too. I shared a lot of stuff that I went through in my walk with God. And, mm-hmm. and I'm sure, like, we're all relating over here. We've been through that stuff. And it's just overcoming those humps. We want that faith. We want those prayers. We're putting that faith into action, like James chapter 2 says. And, mm-hmm. you know, really doing that. God, what do you want me to do with my life? And yeah. in the midst of all this stuff, where do I go? So James1:17creations.com is my website, or Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can check it out over there.
All right.
Thank you so much for having us. To all the women out there who have a great husband like mine, hold them tight, let them know that you love them, and just keep God first, love God first, and really stay faithful. God, there's so many blessings in disguise, and right now it might not seem like there's blessings awaiting you, but if you stick through it and if you stay faithful, God will bless your marriage.
Fantastic.
I had to give a shout out to my kids at school to say, you're going to be on the radio? So my students at PS 89 and the campus ministry, what's up?
Awesome, okay. Awesome. All right, Marcos, you wanted to close out in prayer?
I do. Trying to figure out how much time we have. I didn't want to share. We got two minutes. Okay, really quick. This is 1 minute. It's not Bible, but it relates too much to the Bible. There's actually an old folk story, a Chinese story, that really, I think, would be a great way to wrap up the show, since we're talking about blessings in disguise. Mm-hmm. And this is titled Good Luck, Bad Luck. It says, there's a Chinese story of a farmer who used an old horse to till his fields. One day, the horse escaped into the hills, and when the farmer's neighbors sympathized with the old man over his bad luck, the farmer replied, good luck, bad luck, who knows? A week later, the horse returned with a herd of horses from the hills, and this time, the neighbors congratulated the farmer on his good luck. Mm-hmm. His reply was, good luck, bad luck, who knows? Then when the farmer's son was attempting to tame one of the wild horses, he fell off and broke his leg. Mm. Everyone thought this was very bad luck, not the farmer, whose only reaction was, bad luck, good luck, who knows? Some weeks later, the army marched into the village and conscripted every able-bodied youth they found it there. When they saw the farmer's son with his broken leg, they let him off. Now, was that good luck or bad luck? Who knows? Everything that seems on the surface to be evil may be good in disguise. And everything that seems good on the surface may really be an evil. So we are wise when we leave it to God and decide what's good fortune or what's misfortune, and thank him for all things that turn out for the good of those who love him. And so we leave you with that. We'll close in a quick prayer, and then we'll wrap up our show here.
And before we pray, just because I know that's how we like to close, I wanted to say hello to Mariela and Jose, who are listening to us online. They are in Puerto Rico right now, and they're listening to us at praisephilly.com. Thank you so much for checking out the show.
Puerto Rico, gracias. Yeah. Thanks for listening. All right, here we are. Our God in heaven, thank you for just the blessing of marriage and how blessings can be in disguise. We don't know, but we do want to trust you during the turbulent times, during the challenging times. And Father, we know there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, Father. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the many inspiring stories, God, and the real live testimonies of people who've been able to be faithful and see just how gracious you are. Yeah. Father, we love you. We pray especially for those who are in challenging situations, like one of our callers in an abusive relationship, mm-hmm. And anyone else who's listening, God, who's just wondering, you know, God, please help me, send me some direction. Yep. Father, we pray that you continue to be with us in a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Much love to our producer, Red Chris, for always doing an amazing job. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive Saturday. Please join us for Marriage Beyond the Vows next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.